everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Stating the Obvious. Okay. This is not going to be a regular episode. This is going to be a great episode. I have a feeling that this is going to be a good episode.
What do you mean not a regular episode? It's going to be a great episode. All episodes are great.
Yeah, I was going to be like, are you just dissing all our other episodes now?
I am, because this episode is going to make every other episode look like garbage.
Okay, good.
Like, this is going to be the turning point in our podcast, I think. Where, like, now, instead of just us and four other people listening to it, it's hundreds upon thousands of listeners are going to listen to this episode and be like, wow, we should give these guys money.
That's crazy, man.
Like the way you think, Jit.
Yeah, see? I think I have high hopes. But, I mean, in order to make this happen, y'all are going to have to help me. Y'all are going to have to give me some crazy obvious facts. So I'm not going to start with Pranay. I'm going to start with Noah. Noah, set us right here, Noah. Do it. Do it big.
My obvious fact is that I think we grew up in the golden age of the YA novel. Like, this is not something I realized at the time, but I think, like, the idea of, like, these huge blockbuster YA novel series like Harry Potter, like Hunger Games, just kind of coming out regularly, I think that's not something that happened before we kind of, like, the period where we grew up, and I don't think it's something that's going to happen, like, after. Like, I think we've reached a point where, like, kids just have kind of stopped reading books, and I'll be honest, I can't think of a single, like, big, like, book series released in, like, the last 10 years. I think it's just dead. I think it's just dead and gone.
That's kind of true. I mean,
That was crazy. You know, Percy Jackson, that was actually really good.
Warriors, yeah. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I think that's still coming out.
It's still coming out, but no new series, right?
Yeah, I think all the, like, blockbuster, quote-unquote blockbuster YA novels are, like, continuations. Like, I know they're releasing the next one of the Inheritance Cycle later this year, but even that's a continuation.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, it's the fifth one.
It's in November. Yeah, November 5th.
Christopher Paolini just, like, that's released wild. A book when he was, like, 18 or some shit. He's just been writing it ever since.
I think he was 16.
What's his name? Christopher Paolini?
Yeah, Christopher Paolini. The time span in which he released the last book to this one has been, like, it's like a long time. It's at least 10 years. I remember, like, ever since then, I've just been looking forward to it. And it's finally came out.
Is it sounding like Morse code to anyone else?
For sure. Know what? They're not supposed to know.
Okay, but, like, I'm just checking with you guys. Like, Pranay, like, it sounds like every 2 seconds you're just teleported to an alternate dimension. I had no idea what the fuck you just said.
It was like you're phasing in and out of time, but it's okay. Because here at Stating the Obvious, we have the highest quality audio setups. And we're very professional about how we do things, in case you were thinking of sponsoring us or giving us money.
No, I mean, I think the angle we got to go for is we're very poor, and we need money so that we can buy better equipment. Because that is totally what I would use my money for if I was given any.
I think, God, what do you think of that? I think that's pretty good.
I think either way works, as long as it brings in the sponsors.
You know, we had a sponsor once.
We did.
For those of you who are just starting to listen to Stating the Obvious, so maybe just like one or two friends of ours. But who was our sponsor that one time? Actually,
we had a couple.
We're not going to name drop them.
Yeah.
Because they don't deserve it. Right. Because they don't sponsor us anymore. But if you decide to, we'll talk about you.
I'm ready to whore myself out for the capitalist system. Like, Raid Shadow Legends, like, fucking NordVPN. Hit me up, bro. I'll tattoo your name on my body. I'll do it.
He will.
He'll do it.
For the right price, I will do it.
He will do it.
You want a man to look like a walking NordVPN advertisement? For the right price, it could happen.
No, it's your guy.
He's that guy.
I have no dignity. I have no self-respect. Any, like, obstacle to this happening, it's already gone for me. I just want money.
Okay, fire. Okay, they heard it. We heard it. We'll make it happen. Light work. Cobb, keep it going. Keep us strong here. Pranay, I'm buying you some time. Cobb, give us an obvious fact.
Just this past week, I realized just how long it's been since we've actually been in high school. It's been over 5 years, pretty much, since we've been in, like, in the thick of high school. And the reason I've been reminded of this is recently, as you all know, we did debate in high school, and recently we got an email asking us to come back and judge this debate tournament. But things have changed so much. The event that we all did basically is non-existent there anymore. The entire coaching staff has changed. And even the school district itself, you have to be like registered and fingerprinted and like become a contractor with the school just even enter anymore. And that made me feel so old. I don't know why, but it made me feel so old because it was like back in my day, things were so different. And I just realized how long it's been since we've actually all been together in the same school. I don't know. Just made me feel nostalgic, I guess.
Times change.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
So this is a good insight call, but I think this is true about every aspect of life. You know, it's easy to like reflect upon.
Yeah, but I got this realization this week because of the email.
But yeah, I know, and I have talked about this a fair bit about missing kind of that aspect of our lives. Yeah, but I think we should just cherish the fact that we had it in the first place.
Yeah, but I guess the thing that makes me sad is that like other people after us won't really get to experience that same level of like PF-ness anymore, because that program just doesn't exist.
I mean, you never know. It might come back in the future.
Yeah. Maybe, but at least for now, it just doesn't exist. Like, I was happy
there's
with,
nothing
like
that compares. Yeah,
like other people getting to experience that, and I was like yeah, I was part of that program kind of thing, but now it's just like, I don't know, it's like the Patriots used to be like a really great team that Jitha loved so much,
but it's now
fun. Now they're not as good.
depressed. I mean, honestly, I haven't felt the same level of just attachment to a place as I did in high school. Like, I didn't fully appreciate it at the time, but I really felt like there was, like, a sense of, like, identity or just, like, community, at least within our year at Plano West. I haven't really felt that since, not in any job, not in college. It feels a lot more sort of loose and I guess not quite as like communal.
Yeah
I mean that goes back to the formation of the TMND. I mean, like, without that kind of program, this whole thing wouldn't exist probably.
That's crazy. That is crazy to think about, that this podcast would not be here today if not for that, I guess, era in high school.
Right, because that's like the most important thing to come out of that. It's this podcast.
It's true.
Yes.
Wait. True. I mean, for those of you who are just tuning in to stating the obvious, this podcast, I mean, it was originally never really started as like, oh, let's start a podcast so, you know, we can have all these like sponsorships and have it blow up and be like Joe Rogan or whoever. It was more of just like a thing for us to stay connected.
No, you see, this whole thing was intentional. We saw COVID coming. We knew that coronavirus was going to change the world. And we started a podcast to document our experiences of it.
We did start right before COVID. Like, we did.
Yeah. And I mean, it's pretty cool, I think, if you go back and listen to the episodes from that time. Like the very first, like the very first few episodes where we're talking about COVID and we're like, we think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think the very first thing we talked about on the very first episode was COVID.
No. The very first one was about the Trump impeachment, and we talked about the MCU and stuff. The second one was COVID.
We did talk about COVID on that one.
Did we? Maybe.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
we were like, already talking about the Trump impeachment even back then.
I mean, he was impeached twice.
This was the first one. No.
That's crazy to think about, no?
Yeah, but also, if you go back and listen to the first ones, like, just the way that we've been able to produce these episodes, like, we've gotten so much better. Even though we don't really realize it too much, if you go back and listen to the first ones, like, our episodes are so much better now.
Oh my god, we sounded so crunchy in the first ones.
Not only that, but, like,
you know what
we were
used
talking
to do?
Over each other.
Yeah, we used to have a thing where, like, if you wanted to speak next, you would have to type something in, like, our chat, and you could go next, so we wouldn't constantly interrupt each other. Like, that didn't work. We had, like, a whole, we tried to do video cameras, and then we would, like, raise our hand for whoever wanted to go next. Or, like, we would, like, communicate, like that, to try and keep the episodes, like, cleaner. Nah, it's fine. We, you know what we did right before we started recording this episode? We made, like, animal noises for, like, a minute.
The power of the moon.
Just cause.
Just cause we could.
Just cause we could, we did. Okay, who, let's take a poll. Who here thinks our listeners would like to hear us make animal noise?
I think they'd all like to hear Pranay's impression of a monkey.
Okay, we've already done this many times.
I feel like I enjoy it too much.
For the new listeners. Pranay, remember, this episode, it's going to have hundreds of thousands of new listeners that have not heard your impression. Think about it.
They have heard this.
Pranay, think about it. Okay, what if we all made monkey noises with you?
I just need to get into the right state of mind.
That's true. That's very true.
You need a fucking banana? Like,
go find wife. Find banana. Kill wife. Wife dead.
What is the mindset, Pranay? Like, at what point do your core, like, brain functions just switch off and you just, like, turn into a fucking monkey?
Sometimes I'm actually playing Wukong and I just, like, feel the instinct. I see the angle.
Right, how about, like, you just, like, start spinning? Just spin around, like, just get into the Wukong mindset.
Woo.
That's not it. When PJ feels it, and he's thinking like a monk, the monk noises will come out.
It's in my bones.
It's true. Jith, I think we've skipped over one person.
We haven't skipped over him yet. We're still, like, building there.
All right. Well, it's been plenty of time. I want to see what he has.
I mean, yeah. Look, don't get mad at me for trying to buy Pranay as much time as possible. Okay? I low-key felt like he needed it this time. Pranay, give us an obvious fact with all the time you've had to prepare.
My obvious fact is that I think coastal cities will become a dying breed.
What?
And fuck, dude.
This is...
Fuck, it was gonna go so well. We were on such a good roll. And then... Right. Pranay, why did I buy you all this time?
I was tying it into the floods in the New York and all these things.
Oh my god.
Fine. He had a vision. He had a dream.
I did.
Go for it.
Yeah, so basically... We have had a lot of floods in, well, not where I have been, but in the area of New York this past week. And I have realized one thing is that, you know, this is a very common fact that, you know, most of the big cities are coastal ones, but we're going to have to fucking figure out something with, you know, rising sea levels after climate change. And I realized a lot of cities might end up just becoming like New Orleans with just like big walls, because I feel like people won't, you know, people invested too much in, you know, like infrastructure in cities, or just like they will stay place and we'll just bring coastal walls, and then one day the coastal walls will break and then doom.
For sure.
Pranay, like what the fuck is happening to your Wi-Fi? Is like your router perchance like glitching into an alternate universe every couple seconds?
I don't know. It's been pretty normal for me so far.
That's cool. I have no idea what the fuck he's saying, man.
Noah, if all the coastal cities fly, where do you move? Where do you think those people move?
Into the ocean? I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool to have, like, underwater cities.
Into the ocean is crazy. Just, like, mass murder. Okay.
Right. But can you imagine if we had, like, Atlantis, like, real underwater cities? Do you think that's ever a possibility?
The question is why? Yeah. Why would you?
Because then you have so much more land space.
Everything is underwater, I guess.
Yeah, but how expensive would it fucking be to build everything underwater? Like, if Minecraft has taught me anything, is that trying to build anything underwater is a bitch, because you have to get all the water out first. And how the fuck are you supposed to do that?
I don't know, man.
You know?
Well, if in Minecraft you just build a door and the water will go away.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Are you
just, you know, like, what? Fucking, you're so right.
Just gonna like invest in doors? Like, how many doors do we need, man? Is that our new $1 trillion infrastructure program? Just fucking doors?
Hey, in Minecraft, if we put down a sponge, it takes away all the water in the area, too. Yeah,
that's true.
True. But where do you get sponges?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I actually don't know where you get sponges in Minecraft.
Fucking sea temples. And you know what? Those are guarded by those, like, fucking laser fish. And those, yeah, true. Like, you have any idea how many times I died just trying to get sponges?
Yeah.
It was a lot, man.
What are those things called? The Guardians?
Guardians.
Yeah, they do so much damage.
Like, point is, I don't want to get killed by a laser fish. I think building cities underwater is a bad idea.
All right. You heard it here first. No one becomes president. The coastal cities are going underwater. That's where you live now.
Well, I mean, it's not okay. It's not the decision of the United States government. It's the decision of, like, the fucking planet.
You know, you make a great point. I'm very thankful you made this point in today's episode. I'm not sure what this episode would be without this point.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Noah. Brene, do you want to do your transition now, or, like...
What do you mean? That I was talking about floods.
Okay. Yeah.
That was his transition. He's already transitioned.
You fully transitioned. Okay,
that is
okay, that is
the transition.
Fine. I mean, like, okay. Sure. You know what? Sure. Fuck it. How's your gaming? How's DFD?
Okay. Yeah, well, another thing that's going on, I guess, is we're complaining to League.
Okay, no, Brene, you're not explaining this.
Okay, explain it.
Yeah, so, LOL UTD. They're a pretty good LOL club at UTD. And they're running this TFT tournament. All these people are way, way better than us. Like, we don't even compare. But me, Noah, and PJ have entered a TFT tournament for next Saturday, and it's a solo tournament, so not double up, unfortunately. But grand prize is $100 if you win the whole thing. So we are looking at TFT strats. Pranay has been watching many a video to understand.
I have been watching videos.
Yeah, to understand what the meta is. Noah is getting back in TFT, but honestly, I think, like, we're gonna just get demolished. It's sad, but I think we can make it past the first round, maybe. I think we could probably get past the first round.
I'm telling you, man, like, I haven't played in, like, several months, and I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm gonna have the time to play in the next week or so before the tournament. So I think what's gonna happen is I'm gonna show up. There's gonna be a bunch of, like, fucking, like, new units. I have no idea what the fuck they do. And I'm just gonna get dicked, man. Like, there's no pretty way of putting it. I'm just gonna, like, get fucking bent over a barrel, and all these, like, fucking Grandmaster TFT players, they're just gonna shove, like, a stick of dynamite up my ass and light the fuse. Rip. There ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, you've played this set before, right? With all, like, the different regions.
Yeah, but, like, there's been a refresh, right?
Yeah, there are some new units.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, you should play at least a couple games before, just so you know. Yeah. How's your work schedule? Is it, has it gotten better?
It has gotten better. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I work. Tuesday, Thursday, I have off, which is nice. I'll be honest, I kind of want to quit right now, because having to spend, like, 12 hours every week wrangling kids and getting them to do their fucking math homework is not fun. Like, some of them
progressively started to hate his job more and more. It started off being like, yeah, this is all right. Then it's like, I hate these kids. And I was like, I cannot stand these kids. These kids get me sick. I don't want to do this anymore.
Bro, It's bullshit, you know? It is absolute bullshit. I get paid $15 an hour to do this. What the fuck? I know for a fact there are people out there being paid six figures to do less work in a day than I fucking do in 3 hours.
Yeah, you're actually so right. Low-key. I think if I took my Bank of America job, that would be me.
Like, okay. Like, maybe I'm not fucking curing cancer. Maybe I'm not developing the next fucking ChatGPT. But you try, like, getting four kids to just do their work for an hour, all right? Like, holy shit. Like, some of them are fine. Like, I tell them to do something, and they do it. Some of them just, they act like I'm fucking, like, Hitler or something, and they're trying to overthrow me. Like, I can't.
Noah, give me an example of the worst kid. What's one thing the worst kid has done? Oh my god,
the worst kid, like, I'm like, I don't even blame him that much. Because, like, I'm, like, 99% sure he has, like, ADHD, like, dyslexia, some shit. Like, but, like, basically, he can't sit still. He can't pay attention. He doesn't listen. And, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just, the amount I'm able to care about it has been steadily declining. I've just gotten to the point where, like, he doesn't even call me the right name anymore, and I don't give a shit. He called me Ryan the other day, and I said, yeah, what do you want? What?
The way this job is trending, Noah, I do not know if you will be employed by them much longer.
Bro, like, okay, look, I do my job. I get my shit done.
Oh, I'm sure. The question that. Is,
Do I want to? Do I want to continue doing this? Well, okay, I'm supposedly getting $15 an hour, but let me tell you, after Social Security and all those deductions, it's more like 12. Like, $12 an hour? Like, that's... Like, what the fuck do you do with $12 an hour? Like, I don't. I can, like, maybe buy, like, lunch at, like, fucking Panda Express or some shit for $12 an hour. That's not worth it, okay? Like... Soggy chicken and, like, dry rice is not worth it.
Is there any other jobs that you could work?
I don't know, man. None that would work with my schedule is a sad thing. Like, being a full-time student basically invalidates most options of acquiring work or, like, acquiring currency. Which is why I need our viewership to, like, donate to us so I can, like...
Donate to Noah.
Very good.
Yes. You know, like, survive and not fucking starve.
Ideally, it is good for you to survive.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, do we have a Patreon, Cobb?
We can make one. I think you can actually donate on the Spotify page. That's available for everyone.
Look, there may be starving children in Africa every day, but I don't want to work my fucking job anymore, and I think that's more important.
There is a starving Noah.
Exactly.
And honestly, like, just donate. Mom, I'm not, like, you know, help me out here.
Yeah, on a side note, I watched this video the other day. I watched a lot of videos, actually. And I was watching this one video on, like, it was, like, the first the first Panda Express location, something like that. And they were just showing how they make the food. And I was like, wow, they actually pay a lot of attention to, like, different recipes and, like, Asian, like, Chinese things. I didn't realize that. Yeah, I don't know about the ones later on, but that first, when they were making the food, I was like, wow, this actually looks all, like, really good. And they're like, you know, it seems like a legit restaurant instead of, like, a fast food place.
Yeah. I mean, so absolutely true. I personally am vegetarian, if you guys didn't know.
Just, have you ever eaten at Panda Express?
No. Actually, once, but, like, that was when I literally could not eat anything else. Mm-hmm. And, like, I only had, like, the rice.
Yeah, I think the rice, like, is,
the problem is, it's because they share, like, the spoons or whatever they call them. Like, they don't say anything's vegetarian because there's so much cross-contamination.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is really good.
So I just don't eat there at all. Like, even if there is stuff that's, like, vegetarian, I don't think it is because it's probably cross-contaminated, so...
Fair.
That point, it's just, like, and it's also, like, shitty, like, food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's just, like, heavily, like, preservatives. It's pretty, like...
It's just, I think the venture like, options are not. If you're getting Panda Express, like there are amazing. Better options for sure.
Like, as in, yeah. like,
I mean, there are some Chinese restaurants, not
yeah, I don't think there are many
like food chains, but like local Chinese places that are like, extremely good.
Look, you if you Dude, go yeah. to a you know a Chinese restaurant is legit when the place looks like a shithole. There's like some teenager who probably is like the owner's like son or daughter, like in the corner doing their fucking math homework,
yes.
and you just yes. got like a bunch of like middle-aged Chinese people just like sitting around, and like they're just like sitting there. They're not even eating anything. They're just like sitting there, just like fucking like fanning themselves, just kind of looking around. Like that's how you know a place is legit. You got to go in there and feel like you've automatically gone down several tax brackets.
Yeah, have you guys ever been in Frisco, literally right next to Blaze? There's this place called Dumpling House. Have you guys ever been there, PJ?
I have not.
That is one of the, that is like a, even though that is like a top tier Chinese place. Yeah. It is very, very good. I don't know how much vegetarian stuff they have. I'm sure they do, but we should do it sometime. We should go.
I mean, when I come back and when Brene comes visits, we'll go.
Yeah, we should.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Or not.
There's a lot of, yeah. There's not that much, I mean, but.
There is a Chinese vegetarian / vegan place. Samantha and I went to a few times called Just Vegan. Oh. I took Miss with her one time.
Oh.
Yeah, there are shit, honestly, kind of slaps. And, like, you go in there and it looks pretty desolate. So, like, that is why I trust that place.
Okay.
I think that's the key, is really the desolation.
Of smell.
It has to look like, you know, it, yeah, it just has to look like not great.
Yeah. Like, the more clean a place like a Chinese place looks, the more suspicious I am of it. I'm like, you,
yeah,
you like, look too put together. I don't like you.
They're definitely like money laundering at those places.
Yeah,
like,
no, wait, remember that no one shot. Time we went to a Domino's at Harvard that like was like 90% like a money laundering operation?
Oh my god, yes, I remember right. this.
They didn't even that have it, like, the fucking pizza. Like, all the pizza was still in, like, plastic wrap and shit. Like, didn't we have to wait, like, an hour? Because they had to, like, actually go, like, make food for the first time in, like, a year?
I genuinely think... Yeah, they looked at, like, the instructions.
Like, like...
Okay, maybe, like, the recipe is the right word. But they, like, they didn't know how to cook.
Like, no, that place was 100% a drug, like, money laundering operation. Like, no way that's a real Domino's.
I think it was, like, genuinely the first order they've gotten in, like maybe weeks, months.
Man, that was wild.
That was a trip.
Like,
you guys, this is also on the side of when you're talking about pizza places. So, you know, interestingly enough, I don't think they do it anymore, but... It was like Uber Eats or Deliveroo or Grubhub or something. Sometimes they downcharge restaurants in order to, like, you know, if you say pizza costs for $12, they might say it's costs $10. And they do it for like so-called like kind of like R&D reasons, like to see how many people will buy this like pizza or go to this location, and then they go to the vendor and be like, "Hey, look, you're getting this much business on Uber Eats, you might as well just partner with us," something like that. So they have some reasons for that. But there's this group of people, I forgot in what city, I found out that Uber Eats was doing this, and this is like very clearly you make money from this, right? So they just ordered, like infinitely ordered their own pizza. And it costs $10 for them to make, but they're getting like $12 from Uber Eats or something. So that, I was just like, not thinking about it, like, people have done money laundering shit like this similarly before too.
Man, I really hope our listeners valued that speech from Pranay, because I heard about like 75% of it.
Rip. They will be able to hear it.
And
yep.
You know, if you liked what Pranay said, make sure to leave a comment. Make sure to hit that follow button. So you can hear more of Brene. We love listening to Brene. Right, Brene?
Rip. Ideally.
You were supposed to say right. Yeah. And I thought you were going to, and then you were like, rip.
Well, recently, PJ has gotten some pretty astonishing accomplishments.
Wait, what? What did you say?
You have astonishing accomplishments, Brene. Oh, we're talking about the thing you did.
I see. Well, ideally, if you can still hear me, maybe not. But yes, recently I have finally. So basically, the Fed has this very. They've got this hack basically to get the publication numbers up for their economists, where you can count blog posts on their website as a publication. But that also happens to count for the RAs that work for the economist. So I happen to be an RA that works for an economist who does blog posts regularly. And so now I too am getting publications of my own because of this. It's just pretty cool, I guess, because it'll really help like on grad apps and stuff like that.
So what have you been publishing?
It's nothing like super exciting. It's just like a quarter update forecast for the model that our team handles. Very good, Brene. But yeah, hopefully you heard what I said.
I heard something about the economy, and that is all I need to know.
That it is, yes, we do work with the economy from time to time.
You work with it or for it?
We do.
Don't we all work with the economy?
I can't tell you that information.
Like, isn't that just kind of how a job works?
Noah.
What?
Shut the hell up.
All right, fuck you too. Maybe I will.
You'll fuck me?
Shut the hell up or fuck you? Which one?
Which one, Noah?
It's a very important question we need to answer.
I don't know. How about our viewers decide? Give us money and attach which option you want. With too money, donate, please.
Leave a comment. Which option would you like?
You really do seem desperate for this money, though.
Yeah, you don't understand. I am a wage laborer, and I wish to escape this reality.
No, can I ask you a question, though?
What?
If you were like a woman, and you could whore yourself out for money, like on OnlyFans or something.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
That's tough. Because, like, the thing is, you would think it would just be, like, taking pictures of yourself and just posting them on OnlyFans. But you gotta, like, work for that shit. Like, there is a large supply of OnlyFans thoughts. And, like, if you want people to donate to you, like, you can't just, like, post your nudes on there. You gotta, like, advertise and, like, work social media and shit.
Like you do. It's not just
like, man, like I don't know, like I've seen it, like the amount of Reddit accounts that are just like fucking like girls like trying to shill for their OnlyFans accounts. It's a surprising amount. You see them in strange places.
What's the strangest place you've seen it?
Well, yeah, where
probably
have you seen
slash
them before?
NBA, honestly.
I mean,
there was a girl in honestly, I don't even know if it was a girl, but there was someone in my Valorant game.
Yeah, so like, I mean,
who just
kept posting
my
link in the all chat.
I mean, usually it's Twitch, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That like, you would think it's a low effort investment. I think it's probably a lot of work.
Yeah,
but on the upside, you don't have to deal with the kids.
It's also a lot of money. Like, let's say you could do it and you could make a fuck ton of money.
True.
Like,
I don't know, like...
Would you?
Maybe. But I get the feeling it's probably a case where, like, the top, like, 1% are making bank. And everyone else is, like, pennies in comparison, you know?
Yeah, it's probably, like, actors.
Yeah. Actors on OnlyFans?
No. Actors,
yeah, what do you mean,
as
actors?
In the top 1% are making a bank, but, like, the average actor makes, like, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I thought you meant like fucking
very confusing.
Like, Scarlett
there.
Johansson was on OnlyFans. I was like, really?
Like, okay,
I mean, like, tell me where so I can avoid that place.
Yeah. For a friend.
I can make sure I do not.
Like, look, I mean, actors should remain pure and what's the word for it? Yeah, Christian. So, you know, I don't want to defile my eyes with this unchristian sin. So, yeah, just let me know and I will be sure to avoid that for the grace of my holy soul.
No, I feel like you'd be a good rapper.
I would not. I lack the inherent self-confidence needed for it.
You'd be not a good rapper. He'd be a good ghostwriter. No one can come up with fire lyrics if someone else can rap them for him.
I mean, I don't know.
You know what? I believe that, actually.
I feel like maybe there is one person I for sure know I could write better lyrics in, and that's Dame Lillard. Have you guys like seen his raps?
Does he actually does raps?
So do you guys know? Like, oh, y'all know Dame, right? Like Cobb, PG. Like I know Visla does.
I do.
Yeah, so he just got traded to the Bucks, and he released a rap song called Farewell, which is, you know, it's his
interesting
like rap single because, you know, he's leaving Portland, which is like his whole like loyalty shtick. But like, let me tell you, like some of these lines are like, they're not it, man. Like, solo mission with my kids. I know they fuck with Disney. Like I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Interesting.
I learned that a wolf could sometimes resemble a husky. When you play with good people, your goals is the dungeon.
What?
Like, these are real lines from the song.
Yeah, well, no, you could definitely better raps than that. I've heard you do some.
But also, like, you have to respect, like, sometimes bars are, like, they're the stupidest things you've heard, but, like, they go so hard.
Give me an example, Jith.
Like, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Oh, my God. That's what...
Like, be so over it. Oh, it's so
that's
funny.
That's one of those lines where it's just so dumb it's good.
Exactly, that's what I say. He's just like, yeah, a wolf looks like a husky. My bitch is gay.
Honestly, I didn't find it funny until Jit said it, to be honest.
Sometimes a wolf does indeed resemble a husky. They look similar.
They look similar.
Bars, man, go. Just straight bars.
I think it's fire, honestly. Like, what are some of the other lyrics?
Oh man, let's see. Okay, big dollar, not the little one. Come and eat just like a pilgrim. I don't understand that one. What does a pilgrim eat like?
Yeah, okay, that one seems a little bit confusing to me.
What was the Disney one though?
Solo mission with my kids. I know they fuck with Disney. There's no context to that. I mean, it's okay, I guess.
Point is, you can do something better.
Probably.
Yeah, I 100% okay. Believe so.
Maybe that's what you should like, spend your time doing. Like, instead of like working weird. For minimum wage.
Touched by the man, not a reverend. Wait.
That's what he intended.
He was touched by a man, but he wasn't a reverend.
Fire.
That's all I can say. Yeah.
Bars.
Yep. So yeah, Milwaukee's about to get some of this.
Some of this gas.
Hope they're ready. I mean, I don't know. Like, Dame and Giannis, I feel, is a pretty, pretty potent combo.
Not this is not rap, so
I'm this is me saying from a basketball perspective. Like, I don't know. Does Giannis rap? Like, Maybe in Greek.
Maybe you could. Maybe in Greek. The Greek raps.
How can I be homophobic? But all those like British raps. British. Raps. British. Yeah, it's British. Hey, can somebody do an accent? Can somebody do a British accent? Everyone do your best British accent.
I don't even know how to do that.
Are you going license for that?
Got a license.
Got a that. License for that stabbing.
Why? What is the famous line that
That's a
famous.
Bah what?
The thing goes
bah what?
Bah what?
The thing goes
skip around. We'll practice. Yeah.
PJ can do all Phoenix's voice on.
True, PJ.
What is one of his voice lines? It's been a long time.
PJ, what are you doing?
How do you not know this?
I've not played this game in a long time.
You're dead.
That's so
jokes
true.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yolk's over. What are we saying? We should move on. Like, what are we doing?
I'm having a great time, if I'm being completely honest. I was looking up those lyrics. He's like, SOS, somebody come rescue me. Like, Central C.
Yeah,
nope,
I mean,
nope.
No, I don't know.
Central C's
the
guy who, he's a British rapper, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like some British rappers are good, but like...
How can I be homophobic?
You like this line a lot, Jib.
My bitches.
Man.
It's so funny.
I saw a YouTube video that was just Boris Johnson giving a speech in Parliament, but they put the track from Rap God over it, and like that shit went hard, man.
What the hell? That I can actually
imagine. I'll have to send it to you guys. Like, that was like, damn, just bars.
Sorry.
PJ, how was your soccer going?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Last time, I will say, I came out here with a very strong statement about how, you know, my physical fitness is up there and I'm just, like, you know, the peak of my ability and everything. No, long story short, and no, I still have a long way to go. It is tough out here. These people are just monsters in the hot. Mm-hmm. It's
so real.
Like, I cannot explain how physically fit everyone is.
I can only assume you are talking about the size of your monster cock.
That is, yes, that is what I was speaking about.
Yes. I just heard the word monstrous, and then I'm assuming you're saying that you can't find anyone willing to take your monster cock. That is a shame for Nick. You have my condolences.
That is, yeah.
It's hard. Rip. It's hard for any man to deal with.
Yeah, but I guess PJ, last time you were like, oh yeah, my physical fitness is so much better, but apparently it's not good.
Yeah. It's tough. It really is tough out here.
Damn. Oh, that's hard.
But we are improving and we will continue to get better.
You know, if you want to help Pranay with his physical shortcomings, you can donate to our Patreon.
You can.
All the proceeds go towards buying Pranay more gym equipment.
True.
Okay, but I think
would enjoy
Pranay
this.
He has a pretty big arm. He's pretty. He's cooking.
Yeah, but not as much as the people out here, man. It's ridiculous.
The Fed is full of like jacked economists.
Well, it's not the Fed. The Fed people are really physically fit there too. It's not the economists. It's just all the RAs is crazy.
What is it?
But the people who are just like play soccer regularly at like in leagues, they're just crazy.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's about the most. Yeah.
So real for me. I love that you keep it 100 all the time.
I can see why you did so well in the extent.
I do like it. Keep it this.
You truly get across. Yeah,
it was my audio cutting out the whole time.
You truly get across a great deal in very few words.
Yes.
It's really impressive, honestly. Okay, well, guys, Pranay's soccer segment is done.
Rip.
We're moving on to the NBA segment. We already did this. Yeah. What the fuck? There's no point. We're going on. What is this?
Survivalist?
This
Survivalist.
Is some people that
Who
PJ
the fuck
are
is
watching?
Hazen Otto? What kind of name is that?
Who? The Outdoor Boys?
Who this names is... your kid Hazen?
I'm pretty sure he's Native American. It's his Native American name.
Don't cancel me.
this guy is kind of insane.
After Cobb said Native American, I heard it in his voice.
This guy is kind of insane. He's Native American, and so what he does is he goes to indigenous tribes all over the world, and he'll learn, like, very briefly, I guess, some of their methods, and then he'll basically just, like, go out in the jungle and survive, like, 10 days or something. But, he's more authentic than, like, Bear Grylls or something, because he's using, like, real techniques and strategies. So
bro, Bear Grylls is like not authentic at all.
No, but this guy, I'm pretty sure he's authentic, because I mean the indigenous tribes are doing it. So
yeah, I mean, like, isn't Bear Grylls' whole operation basically just him like exporting him like a TV studio out to the middle of fucking nowhere so they can watch him drink his own piss?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Would you guys ever drink your own piss?
Hell no. Like, well, actually, maybe.
Would I ever drink? Yeah, I mean, if it's a life or death situation,
then
yeah.
Live.
I don't think that's.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
dehydrate
one
you?
Of the worst things you would have
like,
to do.
It, like, isn't it just counterproductive?
You have to filter it.
Yeah.
What about like in Life of Pi?
No, he didn't.
No, he had his water filter.
He had a magical tiger or some shit.
Yeah. But no, he never.
I feel like you lost the meaning of that book note.
I mean, I got tiger. He was on a boat. There was a weird island with teeth on it. Like, I think I got the main point.
You're missing the monk. There's a monk. Remember?
Oh, true. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I clearly do not remember that book as well as I thought I did.
Didn't we watch the movie in Humanity?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought we just read the book.
I
thought we did both.
Okay, well, maybe both.
I mean, I don't know. I've always really liked it. I thought it was well written.
Yeah, it was a good book.
Guys, honestly, like, low-key, would you guys ever want to adopt a tiger?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Like a baby tiger and, like, raise it, and then it's your best friend.
Yeah, but the tiger grows up. And, like, dude, cats already try to kill you. And they're small. Like, if the tiger...
But I feel like tigers, they have more respect, you know? They're about that life. Like,
okay, so you're just assuming that your tiger just is respectful and is just going to stay that way their entire life. What if your tiger just wakes up and has a bad day? Huh? Like, what are you going to fucking do about it?
I'll make it a good day.
Yeah, you will.
That's a good idea. Have you seen there's this one guy, I forgot what whose his name is, but he's grown up with this like pack of two tigers. This one tiger is just a behemoth. And I think it's like a saber tooth.
Yeah, the saber tooth tiger, that's right. Yeah,
a
yeah,
Siberian
yeah.
tiger? A Siberian? Yeah, not a saber tooth. Those are extinct. But it's like a Siberian tiger, and he just wrestles with that thing. And I'm scared for him that one day that thing just decides to be a little bit more physical than usual, and it just rips his head off.
Yeah. I mean, just in general, yeah, like, the people who, like, I don't know, not raise, but, like... I guess adopt like lions and bears and stuff, and they like get into the cage with them and like they're wrestling with them or like petting them and stuff. Like, I don't know, man, that seems too dangerous.
Like, nah, bro, I'm gonna stick with my dogs.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't think I could ever do that.
Look, domesticated animals are just like fundamentally different from wild animals.
Yeah,
like we have genetically engineered animals like dogs to be our friends for like thousands, if not millions of years. Okay, thousands of years. Not millions of years. Millions is too many. Thousands of years.
Hundreds of thousands.
Just picking up like a fucking wild animal and just being like, I'm gonna raise it and it will be my friend. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the next domesticated like animal that's on track to domestication?
I don't know. People kept track of this.
Next animal to be domesticated. I've Googled it.
I feel like we haven't tried to domesticate anything new. Like, we've already got most of the niches filled, right?
Muscovy ducks.
Oh, ducks. Ducks.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. We are kind of breeding ducks.
Yeah. Ducks, turkeys, I guess. Are fish considered domesticated? Reasons. Like salmon? Are they considered domesticated?
I don't know.
I feel like fish,
like farm raised,
yeah, like farm raised fish. Are those considered domestic animals?
I would say no.
Yeah, so like maybe fish is next to be domesticated.
Yeah,
but like,
now, long story short, I don't want a tiger in my house.
Alpaca.
I thought alpacas were have been domesticated
for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
Llamas, turkey.
And turkey might not be domesticated.
Colpeo foxes.
I don't even know
foxes
what that is.
Would be dope. Yeah. If we could domesticate foxes, that would be like really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I would own a fox
if they were domesticated.
I would own
them. And then I finally know what the fox says.
That's such an old reference now.
That's crazy. How long ago was that?
Like 10 years?
10, 12 11? Years?
No way, dude.
Oh, wait. It's more than 10 years.
Like 20,
no
2010.
Shot. It's more
probably
than
like 2010, 10. 2012, something around there.
What was the fox? It was posted on the platform on September 2013.
Yeah, so 10 years.
Oh my God.
Almost exactly 10 years.
10 years. Almost 10 years.
You know, I had this moment where, like, I used to look at YouTube videos, and when they were, like, 5, 6 years old, I'd be like, that's an old video. But now, when they're, like, 5 or 6 years old, like, those videos were, like, posted back when I was in senior year. Like, old videos are, like, 15 years old now.
YouTube only came around in, like, 2008, 2009, right?
Maybe, yeah, like, 12 years old. I mean, regardless, like... That's crazy. Like, we're going to get to the point where, like, those old YouTube videos are, like, 20, 30 years old.
Do you think, how long do you think the lifetime of YouTube, like, as a platform will be?
Depends on how long Google keeps running it.
Well, yeah, but I'm asking how long do you think that'll be? Do you think people will get bored of videos eventually?
No.
Because now they're doing, like, shorts, and now they're finding ways to compete with, like, you know, the really short form videos that have now kind of just taken over because the way they're engineered now is just like prey. Like, our time span now is like a generation. It's so sad, like, what's happening, but like, we literally cannot pay attention to something for more than like a minute. Like, we constantly need all these context switches and like different sources of dopamine. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, for our health.
I will say, it's actually gotten a little bit better for me ever since I've gotten off Instagram. I go back like maybe once a week or so to see what people have sent, but actually not super bad for me right now.
I'm glad to hear that, bro. Mm-hmm. Glad it's
getting better.
Improving for you. I mean, I'm like...
Yeah, it used to be pretty bad too for me.
Yeah.
I feel like out of all of us... Probably Noah's the least like.
No, I mean I'm just now getting back into like intentionally reading books, and like that's like such a strange place for me to be in because like I used to devour that shit. Like, I remember back in the day, like I would read like 400 pages in like 2 or 3 days, and now it's like, I don't know. Like, I've read like 2 books in like the last month or so.
I bet you though, if you find a book that is really, you know, motivating, captivating for you, it will like go back to
what
it was like, before. Because for me now, every now and then, when like it's the same for most books, it feels like the same way.
Yeah, like, no, it does. Like, I remember, like, the 3-body problem. I ran through that because like it's a really good book.
Yeah, I've been told it's to read a really that recently. Good book. I've been told,
but it's just it's like the it's like the routine of it, I guess. Like I used to go to the school library every day after school, pick up books, read the books in like, you know, 1 or 2 days, and now it's just like if I want to get more books, I either have to buy it or I have to drive down to David's library, and like that's just not like in my routine. So, like, I'm not, like, getting new books, like, consistently. And also, I just don't have the time anymore. Like, I used to be able to just, like, sit and read for hours on end. And now it's just, like, you know, whatever, like, half hour, hour, I'm able to, like, steal in between, like, all of my other responsibilities. Like, that's the only time I have to read.
I feel like the timing's a bigger issue.
Like, I can honestly understand why people are, like, so addicted to short-form content, because it's, like, you don't have the time for it anymore. You don't have the time to, like, sit down and watch, like, an half-hour, hour-long video.
But the funny thing is, right, is that people end up watching this. People will scroll on TikTok for, like, an hour.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're still, like, sucking away your time, basically. Yeah.
I guess it just feels like a lower investment, right? Because it's, like, I can stop whenever I want. Cope. But
I feel like the longer videos also have their place, like the SMANT VODs, like we've talked about SMANT before, but the SMANT VODs, you can just put that on when you study, and that's like six hour VOD that is just playing in the background.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like it's kind of become polarized between like really short form content and really, really long form content.
Yeah.
Like you see a lot of like, you know, really long VODs out there.
Yeah, but I think the 10-minute video thing was like the algorithm pushed time limit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm curious to see what's gonna happen to like our kids, basically. Like what? Like now it's like iPad kids, right? Like that's literally kids just grow up with like just technology imbued into like every aspect of life. So like, is it just gonna get worse or like? I really liked how I grew up, which is like I played with toys and I used my like imagination. And then like Noah said, like in school we would go and like we would get books from the library, and like it was just like a very almost simple way of living. But I feel like now like kids just have like YouTube, they have all these apps, they have like TikTok, they have there's all this like not good stuff for their mind.
What's going to be insane is our kids are going to grow up in the era of AI generated content, and it's kind of like we already algorithms targeting us with like the kind of like videos and like, you know, like articles and things we want to see. Like can you imagine when basically media companies on demand can create the like videos, pictures, video games, anything like you specifically want, it can create a unique experience for you basically for free because an AI is just going to generate it in like 2 minutes. Like that is like the kind of world our kids are going to grow up in.
I don't think that'll past like regulation. Like I don't think it'll get to that level.
Regulation is always going to fall in the face of profit seeking.
That's true.
Like, especially here in America, like, maybe in the EU, they'll regulate that shit. But, like, here, all you need is, like, one tech company to just, like, see the potential and to, like, market the technology. And suddenly they've got, like, $8 billion in market cap and they've got lobbyists in Congress and it's all over.
I feel like also VR is becoming more and more of a thing.
Yeah. That's slower, though. Like, the technology on that's been progressing, like, pretty slowly compared to, like... AI.
Yeah, but what if you merge the two?
Yeah, that's wild.
What if you merge the two?
Like, yeah. It's basically just Matrix, right?
Yeah, and then if you got it to the point where it's like a contact lens or something, you could be living in a VR AI generated world permanently.
It's just Black Mirror shit. But I mean, it's like soon, I think, too. It's interesting. It's interesting the way technology grows too, because like there's this rule,
Moore's law.
And like actually, so what Moore's law is that the number of transistors on a microchip will double every couple years. So like over time, right, we should expect like just the power of our machines to constantly improve and be like smaller and more powerful. But it's actually kind of just been like tapering down lately. Like the trend has been slowing and it's like not as true anymore. But still, like when you look at technology as a whole, every day, like there's some new novel research coming out in like NLP or like ChatGPT or just machine learning in general, computer vision, right? Like I saw this Google ad where it was like some sports player and he was wearing like this outfit or something. And they were talking about how their AI thing can like, you can just take a picture of like what he was wearing and it'll like find that outfit for you. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. But
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think it then starts to present its own set of problems because like that's a nice use for that kind of technology. But like, I'm sure you could configure that technology to do many bad things.
Yeah. And like, even if it's like not explicitly bad, like, you know, you think about those like YouTube channels for kids, like where it's like all like nonsensical, like Elsa, Spider-Man animations. Like what happens when you have an AI program designed to like specifically just like procedurally generate content for kids? Just, you know, tons and tons of like, I don't know, like SpongeBob type, like animations, like things like that. It's kind of dystopian.
Yeah.
It is extremely dystopian.
You remove all the creativity.
You know what would be funny is you could find a book that would probably like describe this exact kind of future right now, but no one will ever read it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I feel like I've probably read a book that, or seen a show or some stuff. You remember Mystery Recaps, Jith?
Mystery Recall? What?
Mystery Recapped, that YouTube.
Oh, yeah, thing. I love Mystery Recap.
Yeah, they do a lot of sci-fi stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there's this one of, like, it was the future. It's like dystopian world. And so they locked everybody into, like, these type of silos. And it wasn't the show was not called Silo. That's a different show. But everyone had their own individual capsule, and every day all they had was a screen in front of them, and they had like everyone had like a specific job, but all they interacted with was this screen, like all day 24/7, and they would play games, they would watch shows, they would eat food generated to them by the AI, and then they would do like tasks that the AI gave them.
Interesting. Pranay, if you find that pretty cool, there's this movie I watched recently. It had Harry Styles and what's her name? Yelena.
Yelena. It's called
Yelena.
Yeah, it's Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, Don't Worry, Darling.
It's called Don't Worry, Darling. Yeah.
I watched that movie recently. I think you would really like it. Kind of related to stuff like this. It's very, very cool.
I've not watched it yet, but I watched the Mystery Recap version of it some time ago, and then I was just like, well, I don't want to, I've already know this thing, I don't want to watch it again.
How everything plays out.
Yeah.
That movie, though, very, very cool. It was a fun watch, actually. And, dude, she carried the entire movie. Like, she broke her back to make that movie, like, decent. Like,
I heard.
Literally, that movie was her and nothing but her. Every other actor in that movie was, like, not it.
I see. Yeah, I heard that movie was, I mean, like,
technology
is
just gonna...
movie, like, people either really liked it or really did not like it.
I think it's, like, worth a once watch. It's not, like, a, oh, my God, I love this movie so much. Because, like, it's still, like, a thriller and a, not necessarily horror, but, like, more thriller. But I think it's worth, like, at least a Mystery Recap at minimum.
yeah, for sure. Like, the concept is interesting.
Yeah. I would say just give it a watch if you have some time, but
give it a good old Mystery Recap watch.
Yeah. You know what I've always wanted to call is, if we get technology like to this like crazy advanced level, right? Like this Iron Man level of like, oh, I like suit up and like it's like all and like Jarvis and AI and things like this. Like, do you think genuinely like people could become like Iron Man or Iron Spider or?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I didn't feel like that's more of like a still in, like far in the future kind of thing. I feel like the AI stuff has to get a lot better before that happens. But I definitely can see where you're going. And if I had to pick one, I would totally be Spider-Man. I would say this ever, like, just being able, I don't know, just being able, even like the VR Spider-Man. Have you guys ever played the VR version of like Spider-Man?
No,
I don't know what that is.
There's just like
this, like the Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a VR mod for it.
Oh,
have you guys ever played this?
That sounds pretty sick. Not gonna lie.
It really feels like you're swinging through New York, like. I don't know how to describe it, but even just the base Sony Spider-Man game, like when you're just traversing the city or like when you're doing fights, like it feels so fluid. I don't know. I can't think of any other game that has mechanics that are that fluid. And that's really the only way to describe it. Like you really feel like you're, especially with like the PS5, like adaptive controller and like the adaptive triggers and stuff, like it gives you pushback and stuff. It makes it so much more immersive. And
bro, are you like reading a fucking ad copy for Sony? Like
I should be. You know what? Sony, yeah. If you're listening, we'd love to take your money because we're giving you the Spider-Man advertisement for free. But anyway, Spider-Man 2 is coming out in a couple of weeks, and this game looks so sick. I mean, not only just
it's very sick.
The like gameplay mechanics have been improved and stuff, but like the voice acting. I've shared this video with PJ, I don't know how many times, but the Venom voice acting is so
yeah. Yeah, he shared it's with me.
It's so good. Quite I mean, I feel PJ appreciates good voice acting. That's why I shared it with you. But Venom voice actor, I don't even know who it is, but it really sounds like Venom.
It's me,
Jith, do the voice. Do the voice Venom. Right now, Jith.
I'm Venom.
It's him.
It's him. I guess he's Venom. Him.
Damn,
dude, but I can't wait to play this game. Jith, you've recently acquired a PlayStation, well, kind of acquired a PlayStation.
Yeah, so my roommate has a PlayStation and I low-key just been playing Spider-Man on it. It's so gas. My roommate has a PlayStation. I've been playing the Spider-Man game. Dude, just swinging around New York in like the winter time when it's Christmas, I feel so happy, dude. I just like, it's just pure serotonin. Dopamine. Every like one of those hormones, whatever, chemicals, I'm feeling it.
I don't know. I think that's gotta be like.
Like, do you guys know that one scene? Sorry. You know that one scene in Hawkeye where it's like Christmas time and they're in like that big Christmas square and there's snow and the Christmas trees there and all the lights and everything. I don't know. I personally love like the winter snowy time of the year. So whenever I see that scene, it gives me some like nostalgia, some like happiness.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's so beautiful. Like, I feel like the ugliness of the world is covered by snow.
Okay.
That got a little dark there, but okay.
But snow is just like beautiful. This is not like a colorist thing. It's not because snow is white.
I mean, it's it just... is though.
What is about that? Why people like white snow, but they think brown snow is like they don't even call it brown snow. You know what they call it?
I saw a Key and Peele thing about it.
Black ice. Yeah, they call it black ice. Dangerous sneaky black ice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dangerous sneaky black ice.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that?
Jith, I mean, I don't know, man.
Jith, has your roommate pre-ordered the game?
I think he's just waiting for it to come out and he's just gonna get it.
I mean, what's the point of pre-ordering digital copies, honestly?
Yeah.
They're not gonna run out of digital copies.
Extra shit, right? Stuff.
But isn't it a bit more expensive?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's the same price as if you buy a day of. Yeah, I think it just gives you the pre-order bonus and like you get the DLC when it comes out.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, this game is hype.
Dude, I just want I don't know if it's going to have two player or not, but it's a two player one would be so crazy.
They've already said this many times.
Would it be online two player or like just not local?
I mean, it's not going to be any two player. The whole thing is only a solo game.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, but can you imagine if like one person was Miles, one person was Peter, you're just like, yeah,
it's Peter.
You're just like going through, like, even the transitions between Miles and Peter look so sick. But if you were able to do it multiplayer, that would be so much fun. Online, local, it doesn't matter.
I think it would be pretty gas. Cause like, you imagine you could do like the thing that they did in No Way Home, where like you swing off each other. Ah,
that was pretty sick.
That would be insane. That would be so nice. That'd be
so hype.
In the multiplayer Spider-Man game, who do you think is the most OP Spider-Man?
Spider-Man
2099. Okay. Bro, it's crazy. I want to do the choke slam that he always does. He's like choke slam Mile into the buzz.
Yeah. Hot.
You want to get choke slam?
No. I like being able to walk.
Are you into that? You're into that?
No? I appreciate my current lack of paralysis. So, yeah, no thanks.
Okay.
Also, I'm a taken man. Gotcha. Like, come on.
Okay, what if she choke slammed you?
I might be open to it.
All right. Well,
do you have your mission?
If you're listening, well, what? This is not my
mission. Yeah, but he's the one who has to give the mission. Dip.
It's me. I am
gonna show up like Nick Fury. Like, it's called the Avengers Initiative.
You have to be like, your mission if you choose to accept.
Okay, but everyone listening, listen closely. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to like, comment, and follow, stating the obvious, on every platform. The next step is sponsorships. If you're listening, accept this mission and give us money.
Look, man, it doesn't have to be a big company like Sony. Like, I don't fucking care who it is. Like, the fucking pizza shop down the street. Like, I will rep anybody, man. Fucking, like, some rebels in Syria. I will sponsor. Like, you want to sponsor us? Like, fuck. I'll like, Allahu Akbar that. Like,
literally anything. That's crazy, guys. Yeah, before we get canceled for this entire episode, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Holy fuck, Noah.